Good morning, MGTOW, man.
Yes. It's one of those horrible fucking nights where it's not... I'm not tired enough to sleep. So I lie in bed going... Oh, hello, pussy. Fuck. And we had a snap chill. Oh, I got down to about 3 fucking degrees last night. That's like 24 hours ago. More sort of shit blowing up from the South Pole. Cunt. And, fuck. So, 11 PM at night. Get up, get out of bed, you know. Do something useful. Come on. It's fucking cold and it's wet. There are some people in Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous who are straight down the line, you know. But there is a real reason why people hate fucking junkies and piss heads is because a lot of them are just fucking assholes and idiots, you know. It's like, you know, you get people turning up to meetings and going, oh, thought I'd better come to AA because I've got to go to court soon because I got busted drink driving and I don't want to go to fucking jail or whatever. And, you know, and the simple facts are that they've been busted drink driving a number of times or their level was so high it was just like, you're fucking kidding, you know. But not almost none of them ever say, well, I was so fucking drunk, I was very likely to kill someone either that night or day or eventually, you know. That's what I mean, the completely blinkered view that there is no one else in the world on the fucking road. And, you know, the issue is that they got caught being pissed out of their fucking minds and could face jail for it, you know. It's like it's the fact that they're so fucking drunk and they're putting everybody else's lives at risk for serious injuries and deaths and huge amounts of property damage. Like, what do you do if some fucking drunken cunt comes through a stop sign, wrecks your fucking car, and that's your car or vehicle or something, you need to get to fucking work. You know, and you might be, a lot of people are living hand to mouth, you know. So, you know, if they're making enough money to pay their rent or whatever and pay for food, where are they going to get, you know, like a whole heap of money to replace their car with, you know? What happens if they're in hospital for 6 weeks with all those compound fractures and shit, you know? That's what I mean about the extreme sort of self-centeredness. You know? Sausage. And, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. the total self-centeredness. And one of the things I've figured out is that, you know, when you meet, I don't know if this was a quote that was mixed up or a quote that was correct and nobody else has gotten right, or whether this guy had sort of gotten it and sort of over the years fucked it up and gotten it wrong or something. And this is going from memory, so the name might be a little bit wrong, but I've got hundreds of recordings of people talking about getting your shit together, you know. And he said, I think it was General Antonius Flavius or Gallus or something like that. And the quote was, you know, where would we be today without those who had braced themselves against us? And, you know, there's always in Australia, there's a lot of these dingbat, you know, see, the Jews, the fucking, you know, the fucking Jews have been infiltrating the Abbos, you know, poisoning them off with, you know, the Jew juice blood clot cancer shots. But before that, they've been, you know, dividing and conquering and playing people off against other people and, oh, I can't, you know, Australia Day isn't Australia Day, it's Invasion Day, and it's when the white people came from Europe and started war with the Abbos and, you know. And, so, you know, there's, you know, this brainwashing of the Abbos with all this Jew shit, this communist Jew shit, to divide and conquer. And part of this fucking crap is indoctrinating the people in Narcotics Anonymous with extra stuff. Oh, we got to pay homage to elders past and present on the wingy dingy land that we're on, and this, that, and the other, and all this. And I'm sick of the fucking bullshit, you know. This is supposed to be, you know, about anybody, anywhere, regardless of age, race, sexual orientation, you know, creed, religion, lack of religion. This is supposed to be about people who want to, you know, not die and who want to get a life by working their way through their issues. This is not about paying homage to the fucking Abbos, you know. And, you know, I'm quite sick of this shit being shoved down our throats, you know, like this welcome to country crap, you know. You know, where they have the smoking and the bloody, you know, the big ceremony and, you know, the Abbos, the browner Abbos, you know. Not so much the brown-white Abbos. But the brown Abbos say, oh, you know, we go through all this fucking rigmarole and shit. But the definition of Aboriginal comes from the bloody tribes of who were in the area that were all swamps and shit before Rome, the city, was built. And that means a person who's originally from that area, you know. So we're using European names to describe one group of people who'd got here before the other group of people, That's it. And so, but anybody born here technically is an Aboriginal. They're a native, you know. And, you know, I don't know how fucking far this goes back, but, you know, all sorts of people have been arriving in all sorts of fucking parts of Australia for as long as it's ever existed, and I could, you know, walk across the lowlands, you know, when the tide was out or when the sea levels were much lower, or that they could actually navigate in a canoe, you know, a proper boat. And it's like, it's not like this land, Australia, belongs to the Abbos. It belongs to everybody, you know. We're people that sort of evolved from the slime pits of Africa and evolved around into fucking, you know, from fish to fucking rodents to bloody dinosaurs and, you know, and then into monkeys and then into humans, you know. So, and this has been going on all around the place for zillions of years. So, you know, and this sort of shit, sacred sites, fuck it. It wasn't sacred till you came along and said it was. You and all your superstitious fucking bullshit. Oh, you know. You know, religion and superstition, it's all the same. I mean, I've had experiences where there's things that just are powerful magic, you know. And, you know, people operate on energy and you can sense things and stuff. So, you know, but, you know, just because there's a big rock in the middle of Australia doesn't make it sacred. It's not a sacred site. It's just a fucking big rock, and then they all ran along going, oh, it's a sacred site, it's a sacred site, you know. This is where we piss and shit. This is a sacred site. This is where we gather for the fucking annual feasts when the food is good, you know. Oh, it's a sacred site, you know. Oh, this is where we camp on a regular basis. Oh, it's a sacred site. Oh, this is where we get water. Oh, that's a sacred site, you know. It's like, it's just the people's propensity for superstitious bullshit, you know. It just goes on forever. Doesn't matter whether it's South America, doesn't matter whether it's Europe or parts of Europe, it doesn't matter whether it's different islands, you know, in the Pacific Ocean, it doesn't matter whether it's bloody, you know, up in you know, up in Siberia with the, you know, the Sami people and stuff. It doesn't matter whether it's fucking, I was looking up the history of the Vikings, you know, and their religions, and you know, the absurdity of the fucking crap that these people got up to. It's just as fucking idiotic and dumb as a lot of the shit that the Abbos get up to, you know. No one has a monopoly on superstition and being stupid. You know? So, anyway, so I've started fighting with the fucking online groups in Australia that start going, oh, you know, the word isn't the solidarity statement, it's what it is. It's like, you know, it's got nothing to do. What the Abbos have got going or had going has got nothing to do with recovery. You know, it's all superstitious bullshit. You know, people come, people go, you know. And I'm just fucking tired of being fed bullshit. It's this Jew indoctrination and communist sort of divide and conquer kind of crap. That's what it's all about, and I'm not putting up with it. So it's instant sort of warfare with the groups, and of course, if you tell them that, they go, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, it's an online meeting, oh, you can't say that, out you fucking go, rather than saying, well, yeah, you know, I see your point. Or how dare you speak ill of the Jews? How dare you speak ill of this superstitious of having to go along with this superstitious crap of the fucking abbots and the nations and the elders past and present. That's got nothing to do with us. Huh? So, you know, the abbots claim, oh, the oldest continuous thing in humanity's history. It's like, well, 64,000 years to Lake Mungo or something like that, you know, artifacts and, you know. Yeah, but what was going on like 500 million years ago, the age of the dinosaurs, there wasn't any fucking abbots here then. Oh, it's a sacred site. It's the ancestors of the dinosaurs. Oh, here, little lizard. It's a fucking sacred site because the lizard said that its ancestors, the giant dinosaurs, once lived here, you know? Anyway, you know. And what I found is that this thing about, you know, oh, you got to stay silent, you got to go along to get along, you got to fucking agree to it, even though it's bullshit, you know. There's magic everywhere, not just in any particular fucking culture. You know. And, like, you know, and it's been my experience that a lot of people in NA are scumbag junkies, even long-term sober and people who have been around for a while and all this sort of stuff, a lot of them are, because they won't do what it takes to own all their shit, they won't do what it takes to work their way through their issues, and they are either complete and utter cunts or they'll say nothing when they know something's going wrong. They won't stand up for what's right. They'll sneak out the back door and say, oh, it's not my fucking problem, you know what I mean? So, like, this is just sort of a scenario. Imagine you're half asleep in your car, it's a nice warm day, you're half asleep in your car, the side window's down, and then your wallet's on the dashboard, you know? And some fucking scumbag junkie walking past thinks you're asleep, and that they can lean in and grab your wallet off the bloody dashboard, but you're not quite asleep, and as soon as you spring to life and grab their arm and break it, they go, oh, I'm a victim, look what he's doing to me, and the women are notorious cunts for doing this shit. They go, oh, I'm a victim, I'm completely innocent, you know. No, you're a scumbag junkie and a thief, just like the guys who try and rob you, you know. And, you know, all the fucking stupid men come in playing white knight for these cunts of fucking women, you know. And I go after all of them when they fucking lie and they bullshit and they misuse their position and they tell other people who are a bit fucking simple, oh, you've got to do the wrong things, you know, in order to, you know, keep it sweet with me and spread harm and mischief and corruption into the lives of other fucking people because I told you to. And, so they scream like, especially the women, they play the fucking victim to the hilt. oh, no lady should have to tolerate being called a cunt. Yeah, no, you'd have to fucking walk, 10 miles uphill to make it to the fucking status of being just a cunt. You're just a fucking lying, scheming, scum, thieving, fucking scumbag junkie. Fuck off, you know. And there's one woman who's a malignant sort of a cunt. Well, she went on doing all this really, really, really nasty sort of shit to me and others, her and her friends, you know, on this committee. That's the International Meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. And IOMMA. And what she did, that's, her name's Gillian G. And then she eventually disappeared for 3 months. And then came back, you know, licking her axe gash wound. And she said that, you know, I don't know, I wasn't there, I wouldn't trust her. There may be some truth in her story. There may not. There may be a lot of great exaggeration and bias, you know what I mean? And you know, it's like that story, you know, they're leaning in the window of your fucking car to go and grab the wallet off the bloody dashboard, and you catch them and break their arm type thing in the process. And then they say, oh, it's his fault. If he hadn't left the wallet there, then I wouldn't have gone to try to steal it. But so therefore it's his fault, it's his fault I did it. You know, that kind of fucking. And anyway, so she got locked up, and she had a go at this guy. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. This is her story. She had a go at this guy. She started a big fight with him. She was such a cunt that the judge decided to lock her up for 3 months. She lost her career in nursing. She lost her fucking job. You know? And, her life fucking tanked. You know? And she can't, just can't keep her fucking bullshit to herself, can't keep her fucking hands off other people, can't keep her fucking crap, can't stop spreading her fucking crap into the lives of other people. And her and her mates, most of the people that she's told, oh, kick this cunt out of a fucking meeting, he's an asshole, or turn his fucking, kick him out, almost everyone she's ever told to do that is gone. A lot of them are like retarded assholes that are in on all the gossip. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, you know. And so, you know, and this group refuses to... Oh, there's my card. No, it's not. And this group refuses to hold group consciences, they don't have a group conscience, so people can address the issues in the group, you know. Like a sort of formal business meeting of all the people who want to come. And so these cunts have their little closed shop and they keep getting away with it. And I've asked about 80 fucking people to, can you move a motion to have a group, have this change from a committee meeting to having a group conscience, as it should be. And, that none of them ever did. And the only three that said, yeah, I'll do it. And I said, oh, well, look, I'll give you my fucking contact details, I'll give you my contact details so you can get back to me. Oh, no, it's all right, don't need that, And that shows that about 80 people out of the last, all the people who have been chairing the meetings and all this sort of shit, about 80 people of those and all the people that they've ever talked to about this have done nothing. They're lazy, lying cunts. The three who said they would never followed through on it, you know. And so it's a closed shop, so you can't have fucking, you can't have legitimate issues aired and people confronted for their bullshit. So, yeah. So, you know, and all the people that these fucking cunts have tried to play off against me, almost all of them are back out using or gone, never see them again. You know, and they go from, you know, the ones who are some of the most toxic fucking assholes in the world, they go from, you know, spending most of their time in the online meeting to sort of going to sort of once a couple of times a day, and then once or twice a day, and then once every two or three days, and then a few times a week, and then once every two or three weeks, and then once every two or three times a month, and then they just sort of, you never see them again, you know? So that's what's happened with fucking Nathan Smith. That vindictive cunt went right out of his way to fuck with me and to organise to have all these gossiping fucking assholes play off against me, you know? And he's gone. And these last few, Gillian from Scotland and fucking Joanna G from England, that's Tweedledum. They're like Tweedledum and Tweedledee. All their friends are fucking relapsed. And there's that from about 3 or 4 years ago, there's only about half a dozen out of that crowd that are still around. And these people are fucking shitheads, you know. Dishonest, sleazy. So, you know, these are important lessons. You know, don't lie, don't fuck people around, don't go out of your way to be a cunt. You know, and they do, and I get to see what happens again and again and again and again. And, yeah. And that gets back to all those original figures. Like, now it nearly... Yeah, I'll be 38 years drug-free in 5 months. And, but I'd put my track record at being something close to about 52 years because there were some very, very serious events that if, you know, people say, oh, drugs are bad. No, they can be fucking good because they can enable you to survive things you would never have been able to get through otherwise, you know. So, you know, I just put it at 52 years of this process, you know. And, yeah. You know, and that's the thing. Whether they're a man or a woman, confront them. You know, hold them accountable. Confront them. They're fucking assholes. And you owe it to yourself to look after yourself and to not let them do it and to not let them get away with doing it. You know? Life's too fucking... I'm too important to allow that shit to go on, you know? And gossips are the scummiest fucking human beings on the planet. Oh, I heard this about this guy. I heard this about her. Well, fuck off, you know. It's none of your business. You don't have no stake in the issue. You weren't there. You haven't asked me for my side of the story. You're just a dumb cunt with an empty... You know, you got friends who have big mouths and empty heads and you're a cunt with an empty head and a big mouth. That's all you are, you know. So, you know... So, yeah. Interesting thoughts. So this is a part and parcel process of, you know, long-term sobriety. Well, they die, you know. All these fucking hundreds of people who have gone up against me in this meeting, they're all dead, buried, all gone, you know. And they are scumbag human beings. they are scumbag human beings. And there's a lot of them who are drug-fucked idiots. Like, they're not real bright. It's like... there's no connection between what they do and what the potential outcomes can be. They don't think it through. They don't, you know. It's like walking into a shop, walking into a big store and going shoplifting, you know, going stealing shit, putting shit in your pockets as you're walking up and down the aisles, you know. And then when you go to walk out, you know, they arrest you. The police get called, you get charged, and depending on what, you know, whether it's your first offence or your 50th offence or whatever, you know, you could get a fine. Or you could end up in jail for 6 months or some shit like that, you know? So, they think doing the wrong thing by other people is fine, but they don't register that there's going to be consequences down the line, like they're going to be exposed for it. And, you know, it's one a guy called Clancy I, he said, it's not the lying that kills you, it's the justification of the lying, you know? Right, because then you build up a fucking rationalisation and justification and good reasons and I this, I that, you know what I mean? And that's, and then that strengthens the resolve to lie, to continue lying, continue doing all the wrong things, and then the fucking consequences add up and add up and add up and add up and add up, and pretty soon you're such a cunt and you got so much shit to deal with, you can't, you know, the only option is to start using or suicide, you know? So that's the thing with fucking, you know, these dickheads in Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh, you can't say that. That's you fucking go. No, I'm not here to pay homage to the fucking Abbos and the ancestral fucking crap. You know? I'm not here for that, and I'm not putting up with that shit being read out in meetings. You know? And I'll confront all these fucking cunts in this fucking meeting about all their lying and all their bullshit. Right? And I like reminding them, you know. They are, you know, all those people that you got to kick me out of the meeting. Well, all your friends are dead. You know? All the people that you played off against me, they're back out using. They're gone. They're dead. You know? And I say, well, when's it going to be your turn? How much time do you have left? And they don't like that either. But, you know, comes with the territory. You know? You can't be honest on one hand and dishonest on the other and then saying I'm a well-adjusted. God has restored me to sanity. Thanks to Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, I've been and the God of my own understanding, I've been restored to sanity. You know? Doesn't work. And if these people are out there destroying, absolutely destroying the lives of other fucking people, you know, um, Well, so be it, you know. They're Yeah, I'm a bit ranty. So, you know, put up with, and I've seen this all through fucking groups. I've seen this through area service committees. I've seen this in, you know, the Australian National Service, Australian Regional fucking committee, just lying scumbag fucking junkies every step of the way. There have been some people who have been honest. There's been some people who are sort of honest enough in bits. But, you know, you can't have wrongdoing happening. You know, and to be either say fucking, to be either doing it or say nothing about it, you know. You can't do it. And so, you know, also with online, I figure if you're lying online and you're, you know, you're out in the public, you're online doing it, you're out in the fucking public eye, and everybody can see what you're fucking doing. So I won't hold back there either, because you're a fucking, these lying cunts and their bullshit, they deserve whatever they get. And learning, see what happens is it's like, they give me opportunity, they present me with an opportunity to deal with an issue. They keep lying and scheming and sidestepping and buck passing and bullshitting and carrying on. But every time they do that, I get practice. They give me information, I get practice at dealing with it, and I get good at dealing with it, and they do it again. And they keep doing more and more stupid shit, and I keep getting better at better and better and better at dealing with them, you know. So they're giving me a gift. They're giving me information, and they're giving me experience. You know. Oh, that's good. So that's what I mean. You've got to be grateful for your fucking enemies. All right, guys, I'll sign off there.